With us on the My Country Hotline, I know it's a busy week, Andy Lally of the NASCAR world. Andy, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first things first, you were involved in the big wreck on Sunday's Daytona, correct?
We were. We had a really awesome start to the race, and it moved up 22 spots. We were starting 37th, and we've gotten up to 15th, and then actually through pit stops got up to 13th, and we were having a really good start to the Daytona 500, but we did get caught up in that big one.
I mean, it's crazy. I saw all the cars spinning out, everything going on, and I was actually looking for your car because we were following Blaney in the 36, and we were following you in the 71 because, you know, you're the local guys, and I saw the 71 spinning out, and I was like, oh, no, not Andy, huh?
Waltrip had gotten in the back of Rudiman and spun him out, and I chose the right path. I went to the bottom, just clear of Waltrip as he was coming down the banking, and then somebody else that he had lost it and just wasn't able to, he was sideways already, wasn't able to get on the brakes, tagged me in the rear, and that's what spun me around. I thought we were through it. We were just, you know, a foot away from getting out of it, and unfortunately that kind of sucked us back into the mess, and we had a decent amount of damage. We had to spend about 45 minutes in the garage, and whenever you do that, your race is pretty much over.
Yeah, I mean, you had a good run, and I was alluding to the fact that we were rooting for Tommy Baldwin Racing with Blaney in the 36, and you, Andy Lally, you're a native of Long Island. You grew up where? Northport, right?
Grew up in Northport. My dad's in Amityville, so I'd spent a lot of time on both the North Shore and South Shore, and I lived up there until I was 28, 7 years ago, and moved down to Atlanta just to kind of get a little closer to the racing action here. And kind of get out of some of the snow up there that we have 5 months out of the year. So I'm on the road so much that pretty much Holiday Inn is my home. But
NASCAR driver and, other stuff as well. We'll get to that. Andy Lally with us, local guy. And you still, funny note, have the 631 area code on your phone, even though you live down south, correct?
Oh yeah. I'm a proud Long Island native here. I still got the 631 on my cell phone here. Everybody wonders where that's from every time I have to hand out a business card up in Charlotte here or down in Atlanta. And but yeah, no, I get back to the island frequently. Love to come visit. My family's still up there, and a whole lot of my friends are out there, and I love getting home to visit and eat some really, really good Italian food.
Andy Lally, now you have quite the career. Rolex Grand Am champion many times over, 24 hours of Daytona in the GT class. I mean, you've been doing this a long, long time. What's the difference between the different types of racing, and, you know, what do you like better, and what type of season, are you going to have a full season here with the Sprint Cup? What's going on with you?
The goal for me this year is to run the full NASCAR Sprint Cup season. We're going for Rookie of the Year. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of competition on the Rookie of the Year side this year. It's just myself and Brian Keselowski signed up right now. Maybe we'll get one or two other guys here, but we'll see how that goes. I think this has been a dream of mine for a long, long time. Like you said, I've raced a whole lot of things in the last, it's been 20 years just about that I've been racing cars, and got my start locally in Northport with a longtime friend now, Walter Simmendinger and Pete Madsen. They hooked me up and took me out of a go-kart, and they put me in my first race car, and we did local Northeast region stuff in the SCCA and EMRA, and I've been able to just gradually move up the ladder, you know, and I went the sports car route, which is the road racing side. And that led to the endurance stuff with the 24 hours of Daytona, the 24 hours of Le Mans, all the stuff that I've done in the Rolex Grand Am series. And we've just, I've always wanted to get onto the NASCAR side. In the last few years, I've had the opportunity, and it's been a blast. And I'm going to try to make the switch full time.
So I'm assuming you're either headed to or in Phoenix already for this week?
I'm in Charlotte right now. We just finished fitting my seat for, you have to fit seat specially for these cars, and we fit the Phoenix seat, and then we have a whole different car for Vegas, and I'm just in the process of doing that right now. We're taking a little break here and get to talk to you guys.
Oh, fantastic. So what about this weekend and the race coming up in Phoenix?
This is going to be a tricky one for us here because we got our sponsorship, EcoFuelSaver.com, jumped on board with us. right when we got to Daytona. So we had literally got to the Daytona 500 with a blank race car. No sponsorship on board at all. And EcoFuelSaver.com came on and helped us out at the last second. So right now, we're basically a little bit behind. We're a small team. We're a single car team. And we're trying to take on the big dogs. You know, we're trying to take on the four-car monster teams of Hendrick and RCR and all these guys. So we're probably not going to Phoenix with our best bullet, but by the time we get to Vegas and then hopefully Fontana, we'll be loaded up and getting better here. So Phoenix for sure this weekend is going to be a little bit of a struggle, but we're still going to go fight it out. We're a scrappy little team, and we'll be digging hard. So we'll see. We'll see how it gets. We'll see how this one goes.
Andy Lally, before we let you go, real quick, give me 30 seconds on Trevor Bayne, the kid. Do you know him well? What was it like? And, you know, is he a good guy?
He is, and he's definitely a future star of the sport, without a doubt. I spent Friday night on the roof of Daytona International Speedway watching the Bud shootout the week before the race, and it was him, myself, and another buddy of mine, Michael McDowell, who just sat up on the roof to watch the new style bump drafting, and all three of us were in awe. But you know, that kid at the time, he was 19 years old. He was a few days from being 20 years old, and it's pretty amazing his maturity. He's a real solid driver, real solid kid, and definitely a future star.
Northport native Andy Lally heading to Phoenix for the second race of the Sprint Cup Series as we get underway with the NASCAR season. And we wish you the best of luck, Andy. Listen, it was an adventure just finishing the Daytona 500 with everything that was going on. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, guys, and thanks to the listeners out there. If you want to follow along on Twitter, it's real simple. Andy Lally, L-A-L-L-Y. I'd love to have you guys on board there. I'm pretty unfiltered with most of my stuff, so heads up. And I'll be keeping you guys posted throughout the season. Thanks for having me on. Talk to me soon.